This is Day to Day. Coming up, the sky-high hunt for the world's biggest tree. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, President Bush met today in the Oval Office with David Petraeus, the Army general now running the U.S. effort in Iraq. The president also spoke briefly to reporters, telling them Congress should listen to General Petraeus and pass a funding bill for the war without timetables for U.S. withdrawal. This week, the president expects to get a bill with timetables from Congress. Again, he's vowed to veto it. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back. And let's just say the president was speaking to reporters after he met with the general. The general standing at his side. Here he is.
I believe strongly that politicians in Washington shouldn't be telling generals how to do their job. And I believe artificial timetables of withdrawal would be a mistake.
Well, he was speaking in the Oval Office, not directly to Congress, but that's where the message was going, don't you think?
I do think that's where the message was going in the president's mind. When the president talks about politicians in Washington, he tends to forget that he himself is a politician in Washington. He's referring to those other politicians on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Congress, right. And Congress this week is working on the House and Senate versions of this Iraq funding bill. Both of them have, at the moment, I think, a set of deadlines for U.S. withdrawal from Iraq.
That's right. Congress is going to begin its formal in public negotiations on that compromise later on today. And then they're going to close the doors, get down to the serious deal making, and they're going to come up with a compromise. And there are two questions. One, of course, is the length of the timetable. How soon do the troops have to start coming home? And the other is the binding nature of the timetable. And that's probably going to be the biggest sticking point.
If the timetables are in the bill, it gets to the White House. Mr. Bush really is vowed he's going to veto it. Then what?
Sometime this week, the bill will be back in Congress's court after having had a very short trip to the White House and come flying back. And really what's going on in the back of the congressional mind at this particular moment is they're thinking about what they do in their next chess move after that. Timetables will dumb down to something called benchmarks, and it may be necessary at some juncture in the negotiation to dumb that down all the way to advisories to the Congress coming from the military commanders in Iraq. The problem is that anything that's 2 week, while it may pass the Senate, is not going to be able to get through the House, where they were barely able to get the current bill through because so many House members wanted stronger language bringing the troops home sooner.
What about the role of General Petraeus in this, standing beside the president here? He's been leading the surge for, what, about 3 months now in Baghdad?
Yes, and he's here not only as the leader of the surge, but really as the living symbol of the Bush administration policy in Iraq at this point. He's not just making the president's case to Congress, he's making the president's case to the whole country. And, of course, the president said this morning he was going to address a joint session of Congress. I don't think he meant to say that quite literally because there is no such session scheduled at this time. What Congress is expecting is a separate briefing for House members behind closed doors and then another separate briefing for senators behind closed doors, and Petraeus is going to give them the good and the bad and ask them for more time.
One other item here, more time perhaps, for Attorney General Gonzalez, because the president spoke about him as well, the embattled Attorney General, I'll say, after his testimony last week. Here's Mr. Bush this morning.
The Attorney General went up and gave a very candid assessment and answered every question he could possibly answer. Honestly answer in a way that increased my confidence in his ability to do the job.
Ron, Alberto Gonzalez, staying or going?
Alex, that's a baffling statement from the president. If he really does feel that way, he may be the only person in Washington who's responding that way. Even if you think the attorney general has done absolutely nothing wrong, you wouldn't have greater confidence after that appearance on Thursday. The president seemed quite dismissive of the Republicans on the committee who not only questioned the attorney general harshly, but some of them actually called outright for his resignation. The president's going to have to deal with those people at some point.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.